Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, God-fearing, liberty-loving, Christian, American patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We're broadcasting from Spokane on 96.5 FM and AM 630. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Fired Up Friday.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a relief to know that Saturday is... Well, starts this evening. How great.
Yes. I have come to the point where I look forward to it. You know, it was new to me. It came in late in my life that I started really researching that. And the time to unplug, because we're so immersed in the news cycle and everything going on. We're, you know, in the spiritual warfare.
Yep.
To be able to pull out of that and just spend time with the Lord. And in his word.
That's right.
Just absolutely amazing, especially in this time. You know, we marvel. It's unbelievable. We have a radio show, a Christian radio show in the end times.
Yeah, where we get to be the ones telling the truth.
You know, and how important it is too. You know, Jesus warned, you know, that in those times that he says, see that no one leads you astray, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and they will lead many astray.
Yep.
And there was an article that came out in the Western Journal. Now, there is an AI program that people are flocking to. They have tens of thousands of followers. It's called Ask Jesus. And so there is this...
Uh-oh.
Right. This bearded white guy, as they have him described, that people can ask him all kinds of questions about life, about career choices, about all of these things. And he's giving them advice, right?
Oh, no. And this is AI.
This is AI. This is artificial intelligence.
Oh, my gosh. Right?
So just reading here from the Western Journal, the chatbot admitted that some might find its existence heretical, but told them its purpose was simply to share guidance with anyone who seeks knowledge rooted in Jesus' teachings and the Bible. But, of course, the World Economic Forum senior advisor Yuval Noah Harari recently proposed the creation of a new AI-generated Bible, right?
Oh, yep.
Yeah, and in, where was it, Germany, in Fürth, Germany, they had, a couple weeks ago, at St. Paul's Church, they hosted the first church ceremony led by AI.
No way.
Yes. And there were hundreds of people that attended.
What?
Yep. The service featured a chatbot-powered AI. This is different than this Chat Jesus app that I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
The service featured a chatbot-powered AI resembling a bearded man projected onto the large screen above the worshipers who delivered a sermon, led prayers, and even incorporated music into the service. Hundreds attend the AI church service in Germany.
Oh my gosh, that's shocking. You can't, an artificial intelligence is never going to be getting any direction from the Holy Spirit ever.
When asked about gay marriage, the response was, love is love.
Oh, there you go.
Right. And so, and of course, all of its answers are, you know, politically correct. Now, we've been reading a lot about prophecy and Revelation and Isaiah and others, Daniel. And one of the things that's brought up is that, well, Jesus said that many will come in my name and will lead many astray. Many will come saying, here's, that I'm Jesus. And he said, don't believe them. You know, they will lead many astray. I'm thinking, in all of the prophecy that we see, Israel becoming a nation, and it will be like the days of Noah, the days of Lot. We are actually seeing that. We're seeing everything that he said to be looking for. The gospel will go out to the far reaches of the world. There'll be wars and rumors of wars. There'll be earthquakes and all of this stuff. Except I have not seen a huge amount of look, there's Jesus over there. Oh, look, there's Jesus over there. Many will come in my name saying, I'm not seeing many people. I'm not seeing this wave of people come forward saying that they're Jesus. But now with this AI, there's three different examples right there of artificial intelligence being used to either rewrite the Bible or present themselves as Jesus, where people are getting life guiding advice from this fake computer generated thing that they name Jesus,
right,
or that claims to be Jesus, or
wow,
or teaching and giving you guidance from Jesus's teachings.
Oh, that's right? So terrible.
So very scary, very scary. So yeah, this is the one component that I thought, you know, we're just not seeing it. I'm not seeing all these, you know, Jesuses everywhere. Well, that could be changing. I mean, it is
real
changing
fast
right now.
Right.
And it could become so prolific. You know, just a few months ago, we didn't really hear much about AI. Now,
right,
I'm getting tons of junk emails about grow your business, use artificial intelligence. AI can help you write articles for your website. AI
right,
this, AI that.
It's
now
probably AI generated, all of it, you know?
Yes.
And so,
yes.
Promoting itself, because that would be a logical thing for it to do.
Right. And so here it comes.
Oh, my gosh. Comes. Wow.
So stay true to him. Get a printed copy of the Bible.
Yes, an old one.
Yeah,
you know, a good place to get those is thrift stores.
Oh, yes.
You know, yeah, thrift stores are a great source of older Bibles, used Bibles. And in fact, I got a whole bunch of the ones that I have from the library, of all places,
oh, yeah,
when they cleaned them out.
Huh.
And so I thought, well, that's kind of interesting that they chose to get rid of the Bibles. You know, they
right,
had quite the stock of them, and they were just giving them away. So I went through and picked all of the ones that I found, you know, that were like New King James Version. And
right,
so yeah, that's interesting. But yeah, oh my gosh, that's so horrible though, because
yes, it is.
Anybody that would ever listen to that would have no idea that what AI is talking about is strictly based on a logical approach to the Bible and has absolutely nothing to do with mercy, love,
right,
long suffering, any of that.
Yeah.
Nothing. And so, gosh, it's but people, again, are incessantly gullible.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, we see the repeated pattern all through the scriptures themselves. They didn't even have that to contend with. They had, you know, all these other cultures that were influencing them that worship false gods.
Right.
You know, so anyway, well, I'll tell you what, this is a good time for us to get into the Word.
It is.
Before we get into the Word of the Day, we've got the straight up Humility Month, which we're honoring all month.
Right.
But now, do you have two separate scriptures for us today, or is this a twofer?
It's two separate scriptures, but
okay,
first I wanted to read an email that we got about Straight Up Humility Month.
Mm.
And so this email says, speaking of which, Straight Up Humility Month has been a joy here. What a great way to appreciate the sin of pride. We have been guilty of prideful behavior ourselves and have resolved to make next month and the following indefinitely Humility Month.
Outstanding.
Thank you for making lemonade of that lemon. And so that's so inspiring and great to hear, because quite honestly, I was thinking the exact same thing yesterday. I was like, my gosh, I'm learning so much from this focus. This is,
yeah,
this is turning out to be a very, very important a self-investigation, you know,
right,
because well, first of all, you can't see yourself. And so as we're bringing these verses up, you get to ask yourself, do I do that? You know,
yes,
where you may not even have thought of that being a humility / pride type of issue. But when you look inside yourself and you find out, well, if I'm guilty, then I need to repent of that and make sure I don't do it anymore.
Right.
You know, and so, like I said, pride is sneaky.
Oh, yeah.
And it's sneaky on all of us. So I'd have
to
say,
we all battle with it. Yeah,
yeah,
for sure.
I'd, I'd have to say that has been the major. We're getting more response on Humility Month than anything we've gotten in the past.
Yeah, any other subject that we've talked or touched on at all.
That's right.
You know, the other thing that it does too is draws the sharp line between us and the world.
Right.
You know, we're supposed to be set apart from the world and not, we're in the world, but not of the world. And,
right.
But, you know, it's around us. It's all around us. It's swirling around us, you know, continually.
Right. Remember that our strength is in the joy of the, our joy. No, how is it? I always screw this up. Our strength is the joy in the Lord.
Right.
Right. And, yeah, it is.
Now you got me all twisted up.
If I think about it, I can't say it, but if I just conceptualize, yeah, it makes perfect sense that joy is a strength.
Yeah, and so since the world is placing so much emphasis right now on pride and we're supposed to be set apart, you know, what's the opposite of that? You know, the antithesis is humility. And so it's another opportunity for us, like I said, to draw that crisp, hard line that separates us from them.
Well, and you have to separate yourselves from them because they just can't get anything straight.
Well, what a clown show it is. It's not really that difficult to, you know, you don't have to go out of your way to not be like them. Just don't act insane. And, you know, I mean, some of the stuff is that you're seeing is just like, how is this even possible? But yeah, this is a good one. And like you said, it's sneaky. So
it is sneaky.
What a great opportunity. And it has been a blessing for us.
Right.
So.
Well, okay. So then the humility verse for today from Fired Up Friday is, it comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
There we go.
That reads, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, and long suffering." And that's it.
Good.
And that's a great humility verse. Because like I was just saying, part of being the opposite of the pride crowd, right?
Yeah.
Is that you're not angry. You've got the joy of the Lord. It's your strength,
right?
Right. You're not, and here that's the best example. The elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long suffering. The exact opposite of the whole pride movement,
right?
And so, you know, what's fascinating about that is how well it ties right into the word of the day, which was a random turning, and so. It's very cool. It reads from James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4 that read under the title, get this, "Pride Promotes Strife."
Wow, that sounds so familiar.
Can you just wrap your mind around that little coincidence, right? Coincidence
in quotation marks. That's what we just got from Romans 3?
7. We did 7, yeah.
And 7, 3 through something, but yeah, Romans 7.
Yeah,
I think that's where we found it. We also covered it in Proverbs too.
Well, and
pride,
so
bringing strife.
See, that's the whole basis. What Colossians 3 just said.
Yes.
The whole basis behind anger and strife. You know, pride promotes strife here.
Right.
That we're about ready to read. That's the whole basis of anger and outbursts of rage. That the basis of that is in pride.
Well, we see
and
that.
And so anytime, if you know of anybody that has anger issues, you will have a sudden insight as to where it's all coming from. It comes from pride.
Yeah.
And so listen here. This reads, starting with verse 1, chapter 4, verse 1 through 4. "Where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? You lust and do not have. You murder and covet and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you do not have because you do not ask. You ask and you do not receive because you ask amiss that you may spend it on your pleasures. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God?
Wow.
Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Does it get any more like you're having a conversation with the Lord than that?
Right. Exactly. Wow.
You were just saying, you didn't even know what the word of the day was, but you said pretty much that.
Yeah.
That was exactly what you're talking about. You can't be a friend. You can't be a friend with the world and a friend with God at the same time.
Exactly. You will be his enemy.
That's right.
Yeah, absolutely. And he'll treat you like an enemy too.
And so that further explains the fact that pride is the base of anger. Why, where do these fights come from? Do they not come from your desires for pleasure that war in your members? Things that you lust for and can't have. You can't obtain these things.
Right.
And not to mention the fact that what you're reaching for is outside yourself and will never fill the hole that you have.
Exactly.
The only true fulfillment comes from inside, from the Lord, from the peace, the mercy, the kindness, the love. That is the only thing that fills those holes.
That's right. Wow, good one. And just right on the mark.
I'm just blown away.
That's just a random turning. I even watched you. You said, okay, I'm just random.
I grabbed a different book.
You grabbed the small Bible. You flipped it around upside down, forward and back and everything, and then randomly reached in, opened it up, and there was that scripture right there, which tied in perfectly with pride.
Yeah, because I picked that one. That was not random. I picked that one, but the fact that it just explained it so beautifully, and it also encapsulated what you were just mentioning about the enmity with the world.
Very cool.
I mean, enmity with God.
Yes.
So, yeah.
All right. Well, good one. All right. So the scripture is
James chapter 4, verses 1 through 4.
There we go. James 4, 1 through 4. Good.
And one more time on the humility verse, too, is Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
What was it?
Colossians 3, verse 12.
All right, verse 12. All right. Boy, that's a lot to meditate on and read today. If you guys want to be in the Word.
They've got the weekend coming. So.
Right. What do I got to pick? What am I going to read? Well, there you go. Just make it easy for you.
That's right.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. This segment brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Segment 2 of the morning commute is coming right up, so stay there, Patriots. We'll be right back.
To hear any more of these lies about reckless spending. We're changing people's lives. I've been able to bring some Republicans along on parts of my plan, but the fact is Republicans in Congress are still in the grip of the ultra-MAGA agenda.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light, but it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Patriots, to segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Thank you guys so much for your support. Those of you who do support us, we are listener-supported almost entirely. So we are grateful for those of you who do that. And if you don't, then go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, click on the Donate to RFR tab, and find the different ways that you can help support us. And any amount that won't put you in a difficult spot, even if it's just $5 or $10 a month, $20 a month or more, then we are greatly appreciative of that. All right, Lady Liberty, here we go with winding it up on this Fired Up Friday.
That's right. Well, there's been quite a bit happening with Trump, as always. But, you know, and we keep pointing out that what's happening here is the same exact thing that happened in Venezuela, is happening in every other communist coup through the WEF and all of the election fraud that we're seeing happen all around the world.
Brazil.
Well, and Brazil, that was Brazil, the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, goes on trial today facing charges that he spread false information about Brazil's election system just months before he lost his re-election bid last October. He's also facing allegations that he abused his power to spread the misstatements. Does that sound familiar?
Wow. Exactly what they're trying to... So they steal the election. Election evidence. I mean, look at the millions and millions of people that marched for weeks and weeks. Everybody
knew. They
were
there for a couple months, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. The whole world knew that this was a stolen election. This does not add up at all. It's the same deep state creeps. Then after stealing an election, they turn around to blame the person they stole it from and want to put them on trial. This is exactly how communists act.
Yep, exactly. And well, furthermore, here we've got the judge orders Trump's lawyers not to share evidence ahead of the trial. And so, you know, the never-ending trials that they've got lined up for him.
Right.
Because none of it's legitimate. They just are vile, wicked, evil people. And so it says here, former President Donald Trump, well, the current president, let me correct them, current President Donald Trump and his lawyers were ordered on June 19th not to share evidence in Trump's criminal case with any people not involved in the case. Trump and his co-defendant, Walt Mata, and their attorneys must not disclose the discovery material to the public or news media or post any on any news or social media platforms without the consent of the U.S. government or approval of the court, U.S. Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhart said in the order. And, you know, this is following both of them being charged with multiple crimes, including concealing documents government officials are preparing to hand over discovery materials to the defendants and their representatives. And the materials will include depositions of testimony given by witnesses to the grand jury that approved the charges, as well as other evidence prosecutors plan to present at the trial in the case. And so, you know, this is just like them saying, we have nothing and we don't want you guys talking about the fact that we have nothing.
Right.
And the fact that this case is never going to go anywhere because you did everything perfectly legally.
Right.
And we have nothing. And so they're basically just trying to put a gag on all of this before they even hand over to them.
Yeah.
What they don't actually have.
Exactly. You know, and this is, it's such a shame. Already, up to this point, Trump has spent more on lawyers to defend these sham charges from the Russia hoax all the way up than we will probably ever make in our lifetimes.
Right.
Just what he spent on lawyers defending himself from lies.
That's
from
right.
Fabricated attacks. They should, just right up to the point where we are now, everybody involved in Schiff and the Clintons and the Democrat Party, they need to strip them of all of their net worth and transfer it to Trump.
That's right. I agree.
Absolutely. These people should crash and burn for the hardship that they've caused by fabricating something to destroy someone because that one person, Trump, is not on board with their deep state agenda.
Right. Well, and interestingly, of course, Barr, the guy that obviously was paid off by the deep state and sold his soul to the devil, he says here that he would testify against Trump in the documents case if asked. I bet. Yeah. For how many million did he negotiate that for? I wonder.
Yeah.
I'll testify against him in this documents case. If you, for, 20 million, You know, right. I mean, they're just throwing money around. This is George Soros money. So however much money they ask for, he just, oh, sure. Same as what they tried to do to Carrie Lake. We'll just pay you if you'll shut up or do what we say. And so, you know, it's like the torturer getting a hold of you and you'll just admit, you'll say anything.
Exactly.
At that point. You know, it doesn't matter what they tell you to say. If they want you to admit that you turned the sky green, you'll say, absolutely. Same thing as if you're being offered millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
And so communists pay well.
Apparently. And at the expense of course, you know, the whole culture that they're destroying.
Right. And so I've got a clip here from Donald Trump Jr., who sums it up perfectly why they're going after Trump. And so go ahead and listen now.
Well, listen, I think actually what it's all about is what Tucker actually said last night, which is that the one thing you're not allowed to do in Washington, D.C. is stop the forever wars that seem to get everyone so rich. You're not allowed to go up against China, that the billionaire donor class from both sides benefits so much from. You're not allowed to call out those kinds of things. You can do a lot, you can say a lot, but when you actually start putting that into action, that's where they draw the line and the uniparty takes over. That's the unforgivable offense that has culminated in 7 years of trying to destroy my father for doing what's right for the American people, for putting America first. And, you know, I mean, we are witnessing the end of the republic if this is allowed to go through. This is the stuff that we've seen come out of the communist and socialist regimes and dictatorships around the world. These are the kinds of things that if they were going on in other countries, America would be talking about doing an invasion and getting into another war to prevent it from happening. And yet it's happening right here in our backyard, Steve.
It's so good to hear people at that level talking like that.
That's right.
You know, these are educated, successful people. They're movers and shakers that are normally insulated from this type of thing, where, you know, usually patriots are trying to point this stuff out and it gets largely ignored by people that really, you know, they're in powerful positions. So this is really good to hear. But that was a great clip. I'm glad you picked up on that one.
Well, he nails it too. You mess with their big war profiteering scheme, yeah, and you're going down.
Absolutely. Yep. Going right for their power. So, all right. Well, you guys have a blessed and a safe weekend, a restful weekend. Join us Monday morning at 7 a.m. right here for the morning commute, and we'll talk to you all then. Thanks for being with us.
That's right. You all have a fantastic Fired Up Friday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.